As an ice cream lover, vanilla is one of those flavors that's just always going to hit the spot. It's comforting and nostalgic, and it goes well with whatever mood I'm in. But sometimes vanilla can be a little boring, if you catch my drift. Sometimes I'm in the mood for chocolate or cookie dough or maybe something wacky, like pistachio if I'm feeling frisky. Whether it's a midnight snack or an afternoon delight, my friends at adamandeve.com can get you the right flavor for whatever mood you're in. Adam and Eve is offering 50% off just about any item, plus free shipping, which includes rush processing. But that's not all. When you select your one free item, you'll also get a free kit that includes an item for him, something special for her, and something we know you'll both enjoy. They offer discreet shipping as your privacy is a priority, plus 100% free shipping with rush processing on your entire order. Just go to adamandeve.com and select any one item. Just enter offer code Abby, A-B-B-Y, at adamandeve.com. This exclusive offer is specific to this podcast, so be sure to use code Abby, code Abby.
Listen, it's the Burt Show.
Was it a bad time for us to turn the mics on, Cass? Sorry about that.
Yep, I'm eating, so can you hold your little radio show?
I mean, it's like you literally waited until the mics were on to take that bite. Sorry we're getting in the way of your breakfast.
My brain's a little slow, so
I guess the spinach.
I left my laptop at home this morning. Like, this is my literal job is social media and digital. I don't have a laptop. So are you surprised that I took a bite of bagel as soon as the mics came on?
This is where we all are today. Yeah. I mean, and this is the state of where we're at in our lives also. I mean, we had a party last night. Party was over at 9 o'clock. We all had probably two drinks. We were all home by 9:30. And we all are slow today. Right. It was 9:30, man. There was a time in our lives, probably, you're probably still going through it, Abby, where you could drink until 1 o'clock in the morning, get 4 hours of sleep, get up, do it again the next day.
Yep.
Now, we're in bed by 9:30. We've had two whiskeys all in 6 hours, and we're slow today.
I had four glasses of wine, and I'm doing just fine.
Of course
cruising
you are.
This morning.
Must damn be
you,
nice.
Damn you and your young liver and kidneys.
I apologize.
I'm kidding.
All right, we got to put Romeo on the hot seat.
Yeah, dude, how do you get yourself in these situations? What happened last night?
Bro, you know, I don't know.
How did it happen?
I thought it was going to be funny, and I thought we were just going to have a great old good time outside in our environment where we're just hanging out. You guys, I saw there was five women sitting on a couch, and then there just so happened to be a spot right in front of them.
You so, started it.
So when I sat down, I was like, okay, ladies, I have one rose. For the five of you. But two of them didn't want to participate, which kind of hurt my feelings.
So let me just set the stage for you guys last night.
I love it.
A party for my book that was released yesterday
just
called
Listenable.
It
took you 4 hours to get there.
It what?
It just took you 4 hours to get there.
It's taken me way longer than that. So I had a party last night to launch my book, and all the people that were close to me were there last night, including everybody here on The Burt Show. So we had it in this really beautiful event space, and the book was celebrated, and everybody was just having a great time. And in the corner of this event space were a couple of white couches where I'm assuming this all happened.
It's a lounge area. So we're in this cool warehouse. We have this little lounge area. There's pillows with your book logo on it, WTF. You was fancy, and it was nice.
It was up there, man. It was top shelf.
So there's like some couches. There's some giant cushy ottomans. And so it is Abby, Katie, myself, and then I believe Amy was on the couch and Amy's friend. And so we're all sitting there. And Romeo comes down and sits and starts to pretend to be the bachelor. And I'm like, all right.
I've been here before. We know how this ends.
Like, you want to play a game? Let's play a game.
So you inserted yourself into this position.
I did.
Uh-huh. I didn't know that.
Now, how many drinks are you in at this point?
Three, four.
Okay. Yeah.
So he's got Mo flanking his left, and he's got Vicky flanking his right. And I was like, all right, we're going to do this. You need to ask us a question. We're on a 3-on-1 date. You need to ask us a question. And so now I see the panic fall over his face, like, oh, my God, we're doing this. And I'm going to have to choose between Abby, Katie, and Kristen who I'm going to give a rose to.
Dude, that is a tough assignment. Mm-hmm. And the pressure's on because Vicky's there, too, who is not going to be kind.
Thanks. And that was the funny thing was that Kristen was just like, oh, you got to ask us a question. And my mind just went blank. I had nothing in. I was just like, I couldn't think at all. So I looked at Mo and I was like, dude, give me a question. And then I looked at Vicky and I was like, give me a question as well. And so Mo gave me a question and I asked it. And
no, you didn't. You were scared to death to ask my question at first.
He didn't want to ask it.
He did not want to ask my question.
He thought it was rude or inappropriate.
What was it?
We're going to get to that one.
Get there. Oh,
okay.
And I could hear Vicky going, I ain't giving you no questions.
Good luck.
No, she was in it, but her question was so tame.
It was like innocent and sweet.
But then I think the two best questions that you asked, one was Mo's, which was?
If it's you and I on the dance floor, we had a few drinks at the end of the night. What happens next?
And okay. I said, I go, at the end of the night, you and I are going to part ways, and you're going to be thinking about me all night long.
Good answer.
And I said, I'm going to take you home, tuck you in, and read you a bedtime story.
we understand why she's single now.
All right, Katie, and you said, do you remember?
Wait, did I say that? I will walk up home and kiss him on his forehead?
Yeah, I think you did.
Yep. Yeah.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Okay. So we had that, and then you had like this deep one, yeah, which was about like your dad or your brother, and yeah, that was?
It was, if I think, what's your favorite characteristic of your dad or your brother?
That's good.
Yes, and I said, really good. My dad and my brother both, they have such an ability to command a room in a great way. Like, they just walk in, they bring this positive energy, they're the life of the party, and you just want to hang out with them, and they bring a beautiful light and a great energy into a room.
It's a beautiful answer.
And then I looked at Katie, I go, all right, daddy issues, what you got?
So I was like, forget my father.
It was lit last night.
What I love about my brother is that he's a very kind and caring man, and he treats the women in his life really special.
You have to excuse Katie. We put her on.
We put
her mic on auto tune. This is our version of Akon.
It was mid sentence. It sounded like someone flipped on the voice disguiser.
She has surgery for a deviated septum, yeah, and her nose is all clogged up. She came in anyway. Man.
It hurts.
Do you have an answer for that?
Yeah, of course. I love my dad, and my dad just has like the utmost respect for my mom. And I think it would be very easy, because my parents have very like stereotypical gender roles. It'd be so easy to be like, oh, my mom's just a stay-at-home mom. But my dad has always respected the role that she's played in their marriage, and it's beautiful.
Solid.
Right? So, and then all of a sudden, Mo looks at Romeo and goes, all right, commercial break.
Because it was last call.
It was last
call. We had heard everybody say last call, so I looked at Romeo and I was like, we'll be back after these commercials.
And then you never came back.
Smart.
So here you have your three bachelorettes, yeah, Romeo.
Yep.
Who are you giving the rose to?
Okay, so I...
He's not making eye contact with anybody.
I'm looking at the clock. It's 9:55. We got to go. So, no, okay. I made a rose.
That what? What?
We have a little rose here.
Oh, that's what it is?
A paper rose? A little paper rose.
It's not a tampon.
A little napkin.
It looks like a tampon.
That's exactly what it looks like.
See, will you take this tampon? Will you accept this tampon?
Okay.
That's a new reality TV show right there.
Based on...
Love it or plug it.
Wow.
It's up to that.
Yeah.
Now here it is. All right,
Tommy's going to be on you if you don't make call here quick.
I'm going to give it, because I think she was so funny, I'm going to give it to Cassie.
No, I was, while I accept this tampon, I was not one of the three bachelorettes.
Okay, because I like the answer to the first question, where I think I'm going to be thinking about her all day.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to have to go with Kristen.
Kristen gets the rose.
Wow. Yeah.
There you go. Here's here I was. I was going to read you Goodnight Moon. No. It's just some milk.
No. Not choosing all three women when it's Women's National History Month is disgusting. I just want to hear that. That is next.
I didn't know that was an option.
Listen, it's The Burt Show.